God, eternal Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful opportunity that we have to gather together at your feet, O God. A place that you have made for us, O God, to come together, brethren of like precious faith, to express our love, O God, to you, our appreciation, O God, our thanksgiving, and to ask for mercy wherever we are wrong, Lord. We thank you for your grace that has been with each and every one of us since Sunday, Lord, when we left here physically, O God. Your grace has kept each one safe and secure, O God. We thank you because we did not record bad news, O God. Thank you because we are in our good health and we are in our sound mind. Thank you because all is well, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for this opportunity again, Father. Thank you for your children, the prayers offered ahead. Thank you, Lord, for the songs of Zion that have been sung to worship and bless your holy name, Lord. We pray, Father, that you accept the thanksgiving of your people. Accept the offering, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that you bless the song leader also, the users of instrument, everyone, O God. May you bless us, O God. We will pray, Father, that nothing will stand between us and you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, that your blood, O Father, will stand for us tonight as we bring our request before you, Lord Jesus. May you meet with our every need, O God. Lord, we have just sang a song, help us to believe, Lord. Take away every unbelief and doubt, O God. Give us faith to anchor upon your promised word. Thank you, eternal Father. Put Satan to shame, O God. Lord, we are not ignorant of his devices, O God. When your people are gathered together like this, we know it comes also, Lord. It's the author of unbelief. We pray, Father, that you put him to shame, O God. Let your name be glorified in our midst, O God. When the hour of prayer will come, Father, anoint us to pray as become a saint, O God. In all nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, Lord, may you bless the gathering of the saints. Be with your servant, the Bakatari, O God. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. And good evening. Welcome to this midweek prayer meeting. Let's turn our Bible very fast to the book of... Okay, let's read Psalms. The book of Psalms first. Psalm 27. Then we'll come to St. John. I read, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after. That is, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Yea, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou seest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as bred out cruelty. I have fainted, unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You can please be seated. God bless you. Let's turn to St. John. Chapter 6, verse 66. Just read 3 verses there where the prophet read. St. John chapter 6, and verse 66 to 69. He said, and from that time, many of his disciples went back, and they walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And may the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his precious word in our heart tonight in Jesus' name. You love the Lord? Of course, we have no reason but to love him. Amen. We thank God that he's ever good to us. Permit me, let me read from this sermon, from the exposition of the seven church ages, put it background so that we can go to prayer. Maybe if you can search it, our brother. The condition of Samina age. Now, Abraham said here from Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, said Jesus said, I know thy works, thy tribulation, thy poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but that the synagogue of Satan. Now, Abraham said here, the key to this age is most evidently tribulations. And if there was tribulation in the first age, there is now predicted an intensified tribulation. Oh. Okay, let me wait till our brother get it. There is predicted an intensified tribulation throughout the second age. God bless you. Now, there is no doubt but what the following words of Paul apply to the marks of Christians wherever they were in the world and in every age, just as you can find in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32 to 38. We say, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a grazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used, for ye had compassion of me, my bound, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Amen. Just bear with me, let me read through, then I can pass comments. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which are great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, Brother Brown said, the mere association of kind-hearted people with a true believer might well bring death in return for their kindness. I don't know if you get that. The mere association of kind-hearted people with true believer might well bring death in return to their kindness. Now the Lord God Almighty says, I know. There he is walking in the midst of his people, and he knows everything, both secrets, both open, both battles, both war, just like we read in Psalm 27. Amen. You wouldn't understand some things that David said in the book of Psalms until you experience them personally. You could just imagine when your own brother is after your life, somebody that you call a brother is after your life. You can just imagine what David went through. So no matter what we might be going through in our country, it's not even compared to what David went through. Amen. What we are going through could be physical. Let me not generalize. Maybe I'm just saying in the majority, what we are going through cannot be compared. Think of it, David, before he sleeps, he has to check everywhere. Is everywhere secure? You know, that kind of a thing. Because somebody is after his life. Every step that he takes is very careful. Okay, let me not. Oh, maybe they have put something here. You know, that kind of thing. You are living in fear every day. You know, you are watching your step. But in the midst of all this, God says, he knows. Amen. And just like we had on Sunday, may God help us. Possessing the enemy's gates. We know Brabham told us that the Christian life is not a flowery bed of ease. Now the prophet told us, he said, our Christian life is fight. Amen. All true. You are fighting through. Amen. So don't be discouraged by whatever is going on in you. And around you, no matter the circumstance, no matter the pressure, Nigeria, economy, finance, whatever everything is saying, I just want to tell you that those things are what the prophet is talking about here, and what the scripture has spoken about. Amen. Now, we just want to use what Christ typified before Peter and the rest of his disciples to bring it to our own time. You know, Brother said Christ preached. Just keep that sermon. Christ preached, and he got to a part in his preaching that he was giving them top, just the word, straight. No, first pool was using it to attract them. The second pool, really, you know, trying to draw their attention. In those, you know, first, second pool, Baba said all kinds came in. They gathered, unbeliever, may believer, and believer. Amen. That was why when he started dropping hard word, people had started to leave him. Those that were following him because of food, they left him. Because now he's not bringing food to church again, they left him. And there is coming a time like that. Oh, yes. That the real person inside of you will show. So what is bringing you to church will show out. If it's food, which is all right, nothing against food. But you must go beyond that. Amen. Go beyond the physical. If it's healing, healing is fine. But you can still get sick again. Go beyond healing. Go forward to eternal life. Amen. Now Jesus began to drop hard word for them. And if you read that, you know, John just have to cut because of the time. Baba says 70 left him. Then he looked at the 12. Of course, as the prophet said there, he knows. He knows everything. He knows that 70 will leave. In fact, before 70 left the crowd, he knows that all this crowd, they are not for me. He knows them that are his. Remember, I said, all that the Father has given me, they will come. Just as we said a few days ago, that worst sinner in the city, she was one of them. He knew she would come. He had time for everybody. He knew when everybody would come. He knew when Matthew, the customer, would come. He knew when Peter, the fisherman, would come. He knew everything. Even though they were all following him, he knew everything that is in their heart. Even when they were saying, oh, Father, we stay with you, he knew. He knew that you are not converted yet. He knew everything. Amen. Then Brother Bram said, he looked at the 12 and said, will you not also follow them? Amen. Then to bring out what was in Peter, Peter said, to whom shall we go? Amen. Now let me bring it to our own time. In the midst of all circumstances that we are going through in life, we have a message, as the prophet told us. We have the brethren, kind-hearted people that will fellowship together. In the midst of all this, you have challenges and walls that you go through. Maybe your brother, but as we heard on Sunday, and I believe it, an elect will not persecute an elect. Maybe somebody is doing something and you are not just understanding. And God has not given you grace to forgive. And it gets back to you. We are mortal. To whom shall you go? This is the person you should come back to. Come back to Christ. When the barrel was empty in the house, and the children are crying, Daddy, what are we going to eat? To whom shall we go? You going to meet your friend? Like the song that my wife will sing. Say, when you go to your friend to receive consolation, you find him is also complaining. Then to whom shall you go? When you come to the church to find consolation, you find trouble is in the church. To whom shall you go? Maybe you come to the minister, you come to pastor to find consolation. And what you expected to get, you didn't get it from pastor. You didn't get it from the minister. To whom shall you go? I want to draw it home. May God help us. Now back to the message. Brother Bram said, you see, there he is walking in the midst of his people. He is the chief shepherd of the flock. Do you believe that? But does he hold back the persecution? No. Does it stem the tribulation? No, it does not. It simply says, I know everything that you are going through. I know. You don't have a job. I know. You are crying. I need this, Father. I know. You don't know what I know. I need wife. I know. I need husband. I know. Oh, God, my own is not like Brother Joseph. He said, if I only open what Brother Joseph is going through. I know. We are all passing through different trials, different testing, but our faith should be strong, brethren. To whom should we go? We come to the author, the one that calls us, the one that has a program for our life. Don't forget that. There is somebody that has a program for your life. And as the prophet said, it's not an author of what? Frustration. If perhaps in his program, maybe that is the way you're doing it, that 2024, like I was telling somebody, if somebody would have told me that this year I will lose my father-in-law, I would say no. If somebody would have said, okay, people that have gone on this year, at least brethren that we know, will pass. We will say, okay, Sister Turayo of this pastor in Songo now. If somebody would have said that, Sister Go, we will say no. But it's all in the hand of God. It's part of the program. Even me, maybe after this week, I drop the mic. Maybe that's all. I don't know. It's in his hand. As the prophet says, there's no put fear in your heart. How do you know that you'll get out of the church door? You don't know. So we need to surrender to him. May God help us. Our faith needs to be strengthened. Don't allow the devil to preach negative sermon. That's why in the message, Lord, Brother said, never let your testimony be negative. He said, always be what? Positive. In the midst of the storm, be what? Positive. You're not the only one, brother. I was preaching and the brother, he shared the testimony. I know he said, hey, will you hear me now? And sometimes, you know, when preachers were preaching, we don't even know sometimes what we are saying. And sometimes we are saying it maybe just so we don't know why we say it. I know the brother was giving the testimony. I was preaching a few days ago and I said, you will not die. Who is telling you you will die? You will definitely not die. When your time has not come, it has not come. You will not die. Don't listen to the preaching of the devil. I didn't know it was a direct message to somebody here. And the brother came and met me. And he said, now, bro, the brother met me a few days ago to share the testimony. So I was trying to get back the tape to listen and hear for myself. Because I didn't know I said something like that. I know the brother is here now for the first time. And maybe my wife will go to pray. To tell you that Satan is real. So that night, I was trying to play the thing. And Satan came and met me. So I was playing it. And I know as I was playing it, I slept off.
And maybe it was a dream I had. I didn't know, but I know I was crying in the dream. Lord, don't let my brother die.
He will be hearing it for the first time. I saw the face of my brother.
I said, oh, don't let him die. And I was crying, and I woke up, and I saw I was crying when I woke up. I said, what is this? Then I started praying. I knew that it was that testimony that I just got. I was trying to, I understood better. So I went into Severance prayer. I didn't know. But you know, sometimes when certain things happen, you understand better. Now I understand better why God allowed that way. And he had to make me pray in advance. So I prayed and I prayed. And I said, God. And the thing was so strong, I was saying, no, my brother cannot go. You know, sometimes you don't understand certain things except God help you. But now I understand. And I prayed. And I believe God had a prayer. And it made me strengthen when I saw what happened. And I know that, you see, Satan is always after us. But he can never get us. Even tonight, me and him, we don't enter one trouser. Before I come here, I say, the next one, I'm ready. You know, so it's not easy for the minister sometimes. You just sit there and you fight battles and you come and you are seeing things and you say, well, what is this? But we thank God that we have the victory in Christ. Amen. Now, don't be afraid, brother, sister. No matter what you are going through, expose that enemy. Don't listen to his lie. Brother says, it's a lie. If he's telling you, you will die. Tell him, you will not die. Until the time of God has come, you will not die. And I'm not afraid to preach it anywhere. You will not die. Because your life is not in the hand of the devil. Until God's time has come, no devil will take you. Do you believe that? No sickness will take you. No matter what, whatever name they call it. Brother says they are demons. They can call it whatever, typhoid, TB. It is demon. Don't listen to the devil. God knows everything. And if you allow any sickness to come your way, it is part of the program. Remember, as we said, is God the program of everybody? Me that I'm preaching in his program, you know I'll be preaching and I'll be saying this. So is God our program? Don't be discouraged. Let your faith be strengthened. Oh, brother Joseph, I don't have a job. I don't know what I'll eat tonight. Don't be discouraged. To whom should you go? Come to God. That's why you are here in church now. Or did you come to see the pastor? Or did you come to see me? I don't have any virtue except just this testimony I give now. Except God just borrow me and I say something and he delivers because the word of God delivers. Except he use me as a channel, I say something and he help you. That's the only way. That is why we are here. To whom shall we come to? To him. I can't pay my children's school fees. They're embarrassing me. To whom should I come to? To him. I am in debt. They are embarrassing me. Who should I come to? To him. That's the only person you should come to. Oh, I want to build my house. To whom should I come to? Come to God. I have trouble that I can't tell anybody. To whom should I come to? Come, that's why we are here. Prayer changes things. Do you believe that? There is power in prayer. That prayer I was telling you that I prayed when I had that experience in that night. I don't think it was more than 10 minutes. But 10-minute prayer, it did a miracle of 1 hour. Don't say no. Amen. Now, Brother said, you see, he said, he's the chief shepherd of the flock. But does he hold back the persecution? Does he stem the tribulation? No, it does not. Let me read this quickly. See, we've not even gotten to the message. I know your tribulation, and I am not at all unmindful of your suffering. Brother said, now, what a stumbling block this is to so many people. Like Israel, they wonder if God really loves them. Now, God say, I love you. I love you. I can't even buy Gary. Like somebody was telling me today. He said, did you know how much is a bag of rice? I said, I don't know. Because I don't think I need it now. I don't know. I said, I find out. Did you know how much they are selling Gary now? Go with take here. That's all. That is the way me I used to go. Not that I'm very rich or not that I'm poor. I have got plenty needs. But whenever I need it, I say, God, help me, make a way. If you ask me now, if I give you my needs,
you would just open your mouth and say, yeah.
But when I take it before God, somehow, help me meet them. Amen. So that's why we should come to him also.
May God help us.
Now, the Bible says, you see, he said he loves them. How can God be so just and loving if he stands by and watches his people suffer? Lord, are you allowed? Permit me to say, you allow this president,
but everybody now is pointing finger to the president.
But it is the same people that is pointing hand that chose him.
May God help us.
Is that not so?
Let us face, we must all dance to the truth of the music. May God help us.
Now, that is what they asked in Malachi 1:1-3, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. He said, I have loved you, said the Lord, yet you say, weary as thou loved us. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord, yet he said, I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountain and his inhabited waste for the dragon of the wilderness. You see, they could not figure out God's love. And maybe there is somebody here tonight also in that state. You say, God, you say you love me, but look at me now. How do you love me? They thought that the love, that love meant no suffering. You see? They thought that love meant a baby with what? Parental care. Do you understand what it means? Baby with care. You buy pampers. The baby is not thinking of anything. You have the pampers. You have the wipe. You have the food you must give the baby. Brother Joel will understand better. If you don't do it, you will not sleep. You will hear cry. That is what some people think the love of God is.
But it's not always like that. Amen.
But God said that his love was what? Elective. See? Elective love. The proof of his love is what? Election. That no matter what happened, his love was proven by the fact that they were choosing unto what? Salvation. Because God are choosing you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Now, he may commit you to death as he did Paul. He may commit you to suffering as he did Job. That is his prerogative. He is what? He's sovereign. But it is all with what? A purpose. And if he did not have a purpose, then he would be the author of frustration and not of peace. His purpose, look at it now, brother, sister. The purpose for whatever you might be going through now. My sister, that you've got funeral before you. He's got a plan. He knows why. He's the one that will handle it. All is well. All is well. You that have somebody in the hospital, how am I going to pay the hospital bill? All is well. You that have got a friend before you, how am I going to do it? All is well. I have to dress school fees. How am I going to do it? All is well. I'm taking the thought whether I'm going to change plan, surrender it to God. All is well. Amen.
Because it's got a purpose, it's got a plan. Amen.
Now, his purpose for all that you are going through is that after you have suffered a while, we will be what? Made perfect. And what? Established. And what? Strengthened and settled. Can you see God? If he doesn't do things like that, we'll be a bastard child. We will not even learn to pray. I think with this little we can close. If he doesn't do like that, we will be like a child with sievers for how do English people call it? That no suffering. You just say, God, I need this, and you have it. God, I need this, and you have it. But Bible says not that he doesn't understand those language. He does understand. But he allows suffering to strengthen us. Because if you don't suffer, like gold, look at the gold. Gold that people that understand gold that wear gold, before it come out as pure as it is, it must go through beating. Amen. And that beating is not easy. Sometimes it goes through fire. It's not easy. And when it goes through all those processes, it come out and everybody admire it. Everybody wants it. That's the same way a Christian life is. You go through all those suffering. Someone asks, did you go through it, sister? How was it for you? Maybe to be a testimony to somebody in the future. Maybe to be an encouragement. God allow you to go through your own. Remember the prophet said, his love is elective. That is why the kind of trials you will go through is not the type I will go through. The type you are going through is not the type I will go through. He knows the one I can handle. He knows the one you can handle. He will not give you the one you cannot handle. So therefore, whatever is confronting you, tell God, I thank you. You say, I should say, I thank you? Yes. You lost your job. Say, God, I thank you that I lost this job. Now, what do you want me to do? You lost your child. God, I thank you that I lost this child. Though it's not easy, give me another one, if that's your desire. Or give me grace. You lost a loved one. Lord, I thank you that you allowed the loved one to go, because life is in your hand. Help me. Let me run the race. That is the attitude that God wants us to have as believers. Yeah, I know it's not easy those times. Rather than murmuring, rather than listening to the devil, God wants you to be strengthened. Amen. He wants you to be what? Settled. Just as we said, he wants you established. Amen. But how can you be settled, strengthened, established if you are murmuring, if you are complaining? Rather, when you are appreciating God. Okay, God, I don't know why you allowed this to come, but I thank you that you allowed this to come. I thank you for grace and mercy you showed me. When you have that kind of attitude, then God can show you your life. You will see where you are wrong, then you begin to ask God for mercy. You say, oh God, you just go read the book of Psalm 27. You start asking mercy like David started asking. Then whatever war is confronting you, whatever circumstance is confronting you, whatever enemy is confronting you, you can now take it before God. This thing, Lord, that is confronting me, I need you to help me overcome. Of course, I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But how can you come to that point until you have appreciated God, you have understand that God, you are doing this for a purpose? May God help us in Jesus' name. Shall we bow our head? That's why we are here again tonight, to talk to him. Remember, as the prophet says, it's not the author of frustration. It's not the author of confusion. The reason your life is the way it is, he knows all about it. God bless you, sir. The reason you are going from one trial to another is because he loves you. You say, Brother Joseph, he loves me. Yes, he loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. And he knows if he just leave you to go the way you go, you will not come out right. I will not come out right. So the best thing he could do for us is to show us his love through tribulations, through trial. As the prophet said, sometimes you look at the shepherd that is leading the sheep. You notice the sheep will not listen to him. He could break the leg of the sheep. When he breaks the leg of the sheep, he begins to care for the sheep. Then the sheep understand that, okay, this man loves me. Yeah, he loves you. He loves you too well to forsake you. That's what the songwriter told us. I believe that person, it was under inspiration that he or she wrote that song. Or to give you one trial that is too much. Because he that has called you, he knows what is needful and best for you. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. Remember all that the prophet told us, even though we didn't have time to read so many quotes. It's our all in all. It's in our midst. And we have a more sure word of promise that says, where two or three are gathered together in my name,
He said, I will be in the midst of them. Tonight we are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. And in that name, he said, all name must bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. If you believe he's here tonight, brother, sister, just pour out your heart before him. Pour out your request before him. Say, Lord, I am here. I am hopeless without you. I am nothing without you. Go helping us. We'll continue with this sermon. To whom shall we go? Rabbi gave us seven reasons why we should come to Jesus. Rabbi said the first three, he says the way, the truth, is the light. So that's why we must come to him. Jesus is the only way to salvation. Is the only way to eternal life. Jesus is the truth. And that is why when we come to him, he's the only one that can tell us truth. The more closest person to you might not be able to tell you truth. The person might not want to hurt your feeling. But Christ will not hide anything. He will tell you just the way it is. So you can take your choice. Whether you want to go on with him, or whether you want to back out. But I will encourage you, brother, sister. Just go on with him. Don't give up. Just put your trust in God. Don't give up on God. Because God will not give up on you. Remember, he's all able. He's willing to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever think, all that you can ever ask of him. And it's all yes tonight. It's here to listen to our requests. It's here to listen to our cry. It's here to listen to whatever we might be going through. Remember, come to him with thanksgiving in your heart. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you that I'm in my right senses. Thank you. I'm not better than those that are in the insane institution, those that are in the hospital, those that are struggling, those that are not even in your economy. It is your mercy, it is your grace that you have shown me, and that is why I can be in a place like this tonight. That's why I can be hearing this kind of word tonight. There are many people that desire to hear these comforting words without money, without prayers. This word, you drop in their hearts, it will do so many good than medicine. But here we are, freely God has given it to us. Appreciate him for that. Say, Lord, I thank you. That you can even account me worthy to come. With my sinful nature, I know I'm a sinner. You still have mercy. You give me the privilege. I know myself, Lord. I thank you. I need your grace. I need your mercy. Have mercy upon me. I don't want anything standing between me and you, Lord. This questionable character in my life, I need your mercy, Lord. This unbelief in my life, I need your forgiveness, Lord. This habit in my life that I'm struggling, I need your grace, total deliverance. I need it, Lord. That's why I'm here tonight. There's nobody I can come to. Remember what David said. When my father and my mother forsake me, God will take me up. Your brother, daddy do not understand you. Mommy do not understand you. I don't know. My parents do not understand me. Nobody understands me. Jesus understands you. And that's why he's here tonight. That's why you are here tonight. It's not far from you. In the message, there is a man here that can turn on the light. But Abraham says, the only one that can turn your situation around. That's why we should come to him. It's the light in the midst of your darkness. In the midst of your cross, whatever you can call it. It's the one that can turn on that light for you. And it's here in our midst now. Just call him. Invite him. Remember, as we've had in previous sermon, Jesus will not struggle with you. Wherever you place him, that's where we remain. Why not just release yourself, open up and say, God,
Just take over everything about me. I'm here tonight. I surrender my whole to you. I surrender my whole. Help me. I can't help myself. Help me. Help my family, Lord. Help my children. Help my husband. Help my wife. Help my sibling. That sickness, Lord, you are the only one that can heal. You are the only one that can set free. Oh, brother, sister, sometimes when you listen to the tape, I think it was in this message, to whom shall we go? And the prophet was just sharing an experience at the beginning of that sermon. He said, I didn't know some folks have gone. And yesterday, I think somebody gave me an information, brother, so he passed. And Brother Brown said, as he was coming to preach that sermon, maybe Billy was telling him about another sister. Brother Brown said, and he was just sharing with the brethren, he said, I didn't know. And here's the man that God used to use, oh man, to pray for the sick one. He's got his own troubles too, you know, brother, sister. And he was telling the church, he said it was his in-law, something like that. Brother Nevi, yeah. Say, brother Nevi's in-law. And somehow the person is related to me also. And the prophet was sharing and, you know, was encouraging the brethren. But to whom shall we go? We come to Christ. We bring our burden to him. Because he's the one, the only one that has got answer to every trouble.
Joseph, I'm tired. I'm tired. I want to quit serving the Lord. Like someone was saying, I want to go to the world. And I look at the fellow and say, hey, don't do that. Jesus loves you. Say, well, I just want to go to the world. Don't go to the world. Jesus loves you. Don't listen to the devil. Is the devil preaching that to you? Don't go to the world. There is nothing good in the world out there. You go there, you will come back wounded. So don't go. Sometimes preaching comes like this and it seems as though God is pleading, God is begging. Sometimes that's the way it does. And maybe it's for you, my sister. Why do you want to choose that way? You can see Jesus love you. You can see your father loves you. You can see your mother love you. You can see the pastor love you. The ministers love you. The brethren love you. But why do you want to go to the world? You say, nobody loves you. Jesus loves you. And I want to tell you for free, everybody loves you. It's just the devil that is painting another picture to you. So why do you want to go to the world? You say, when I go to the world, I will enjoy myself. There is no enjoyment in the world. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't take that step. Turn back. This is the mercy of God to you. Turn back. Some of you, you know yourself. You are trying. You might not be here physically now, but maybe you are connected and you are hearing me online. And if you will not hear online, maybe you have the opportunity to play this tape. You know that you are struggling to live a sinful life, but God is telling you that is not your way. Come back. And you are going the more. God said, come back. That's not your way. Come back. And you see yourself, you know you are struggling to be a sinner. Then why do you want to be a sinner? Come back home. Come back, my brother. That life is not good. Come back. My sister, come back. Don't listen to the devil. The devil is a wicked fellow. Don't let him manipulate you. He's a manipulator. Free yourself. Just as we had a few sermons ago on Sunday, Brother Branham said, destroy your enemy before he destroys you. Find somebody that you can talk to, my sister. That battle that you are fighting, you know you can't fight it all alone. Find somebody you can confide in. Tell the person, this is what I'm going through. Let the person hold hand with you and pray with you. Like a sister met me and was telling me, Brother Joseph, I'm struggling. Not that I fornicate, but I know I want to fornicate. And I'm struggling, I don't want to do it. I said, sister, don't do it. He said, please, can you pray with me? I said, I'll be praying for you. Don't do it. He said, please, please. I said, all is well, my sister. As long as it's a desire in your heart that you don't want to do it, it's the devil that is just trying to rob your mind. Don't listen to him. That is why you should surround yourself with spiritual things. How often do you read your Bible, my sister? I say, I do many times. I say, when that thought is coming, go back to your Bible. Open your Bible. Read your Bible. Pray. Because this devil that we are fighting, brother, sister, oh man. It presents some picture to you sometimes, which is not real. But you need to understand that this is Satan. As Baba was saying on Sunday, you need to understand that your brother is not your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy. That neighbor is not your enemy. Your enemy is the devil. Just like I was telling you, the experience I went a few days ago, it was painting another picture to me. The real picture was not even the one I saw. That's why you need to cry and say, God, help me. If it is too much to you, come and meet the ministers. Come and meet the pastor. Let them lock hands and pray together with you and destroy that enemy. Yes, it is you. Deliver yourself. Why die? Why suffer? It is Satan. He says that I want you just to suffer in sin, in whatever mood. It's a devil. He wants to give you depression. It's a devil. Because that's something now Satan is using. But you need to understand that you are not the only one in that battle. All things are possible if you can only believe. God has delivered people before. Your own will not be an exception. So don't listen to the preaching of the devil. He loves you. He loves you. Your life is very good. I tell you, your life is very good. That's what you need to tell yourself. My life is good. My life is glorious. My life is wonderful. Say positive things to yourself. I am 50 years. I cannot see anything that I have done good in my life. That is the devil preaching to you. Do not listen to the devil. Just bear with me. Just bear with me. We'll come to the prayer request. But I want us to pray earnestly. I know I'm doing this. I want us to pray earnestly. If God can expose something to us, we use that as an advantage to deliver so many. Don't listen to the devil. You say, oh, I'm 50 years. I am 60 years. I have not done this. I have not done that. Do not listen to the devil, my brother. Don't listen to the devil, my sister. Your life is very good. God bringing you to Malachi 4 is something that you should thank God for. God keeping you alive to see 50 years, to see 60 years. Your mates, where are they? Many of them are in the grave. But God kept you alive. You should thank God. You should thank God. You should appreciate him. You say, I'm living in one room. My house is leaking. Whenever the rain falls, hey, brother, sister. God doesn't want to hear that your mama be complaining. He wants to see your appreciation. Come out from that seat. Come out from that circle. Come out from that atmosphere Come into the realm of thanksgiving. Come into the realm of surrendering to God. Help me. I don't want to listen to the devil. This is the devil preaching to me. 25 years. Remember, that is how he was telling Mama Sarah. But as the Bible told us, he said, our father Abraham, he staggered not through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving praise to God. Was it that he didn't have discouraging days? He had them. You go read the scripture, you will see it there. Was it that he didn't have discouraging moments? He had them. Oh my. Was it that he didn't have time that he felt like all hope is lost? Don't give up, brother. Don't give up, my sister. I think a songwriter, I was listening to his song, he said, please don't give up. Just put your trust in God. You have an unbelieving life partner. Don't give up. Commit that fellow to God. You have children that you are praying for. Don't give up. Put your trust in God. Commit them to God. God has a prayer. It might not happen now. It might not happen today. But it will happen God's own time. Don't be discouraged. Remember we had on Sunday, the way we calculate our time, that's not the way God calculates his own time. Let us be patient with God. Let us be patient with one another. Be patient with yourself, my sister. Be patient with yourself, my brother. Don't put yourself in the atmosphere of a complex. Don't box yourself in an atmosphere of moody. Just so moody. It's a devil. Deliver yourself. Deliver yourself. You are not the only one. Remember, you are not the only one going through that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I just feel I should share this with us. One time, God's servant Elijah, he felt he was the only one alive that was still standing when Jezebel was after him. And he went to God and cried. He said, God, I'm the only one remaining. And God told him, Elijah, come. You are not the only one. I see I have 7,000. Shebo, I see I have how many? 7,000 that have not bowed down. Then, brother, you see, you are not the only one. You are not the only one. This message is not hard like the way you think it is. You are not the only one.
It is because I believe my life for things are going like this. Even you should not preach yes here. Don't listen to the devil. You are not the only one. If God will count the number, maybe it is 100 million. I mean, maybe 100,000. If God will tell you the number, that I've still not compromised. So you are saying, God, I am at my last wits. God said, don't surrender. I said, God, 7,000. That's what God told Elijah. So you're not the only one, brother, sister. Just pray for grace. Pray for help. Give me more grace in this battle. Give me more grace in this journey of life, Lord. As I struggle, as I travel, give me more grace. Help me. Strengthen my faith, Lord. Take away unbelief. Take away doubt from me. Rather than me being an encouragement, Lord, I know I have not been very good. It is even unbelievers that are encouraging me. Lord, I pray that you help me tonight, Lord. That my testimony will change from tonight. I will go back and testify to that my neighbor that I'm so sorry. God has really been good to me. Your business has not been going fine. He knows about it. You are not the only one that is experiencing such. Lord, help me tonight. Turn things around for my good. I thank you for exposing this to me. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, of course, I believe those that are here at the altar, something brought them.
and we that are on our seats, maybe you have a need and you want God to help you. Remember, He's here. And He's here to meet our need. He's here to take that devil away. If you can only believe, why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. I will request, please close your eyes. If you have not been closing your eyes, please don't have that habit tonight. Close your eyes. Because when prayer goes like this, demons are being cast out. So that you don't begin to experience things that you have not been experiencing before. You don't begin to fight battles. People that are on the altar, they did not just come here for fun. They come here for a reason, and people that are on their seats lifting up their hands, they have a reason why. Let the deacons take their own position. As we request, Pastor, to please pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we approach the throne of mercy at this hour. After we have taken time to listen to your word, the way you walk in mysterious ways and your wonders to perform. How that your way of walking stumbles some people, some unbelievers. Lord, you know your people were going through hard times, problems, difficulties, sicknesses, lacking so many things. Facing situations that are so difficult to go through. You only said, I know. Your prophet said, he baffles people. He makes people to get stumbled. How will you know that your people are suffering? You keep quiet. And there is a reason for it. And Father, your children that are on the altar, those that are in the audience, that have one form of need or the other, we believe and we are certain that you know everything about us, Lord. We are praying, Father. Lord Jesus, may you give us that grace, O God, to take you at your word. May we never complain. May we never murmur. May we say, O God, you make everything to work together for good. Because we are called by your name. Thank you, Father. We know finally, we'll be quickened, we'll be settled. Lord, we'll be established, oh Father God. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. So no matter what the enemy want to do to make us to speak foolishly, Lord, may you deliver us, oh God. May you give us revelation we have need of. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. May our request, O God, turn to testimonies for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father. Be with us as we go into prayer requests. Inspire all of us to pray as we come and say, strengthen your servant that you have made you of. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. I want us to take this chorus of All Is Well before I hand over to the Associate Pastor. I believe what we have tonight is the message Shalom. It's a message of peace to you, my brother, to you, my sister. To know that all is well, no matter what you are going through, no matter what the atmosphere is saying, no matter what the condition is saying, you just rest your hope in God and know that all is well. He knows all about it. Oh, all is well, all is well. For
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege that we have today to be in your house for the midweek service. Thank you for joining mercies that you are giving to each of us. Lord, to come from a different homes and those that came from work, Lord, long and short distances. We thank you, O Lord, for the worship aspect of the service. We thank you for the time of exhortation. We thank you for the period of prayers. Lord, before we came to this earth, you knew that we will come here. And Lord, not only that you knew, you also know how long each of us is going to stay here. And you have also made adequate provision for all that we have need of for the number of years, months, weeks, and days that we will spend. Because nothing takes you by surprise. You know the end from the beginning. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you. Especially your children have told us that just as parents normally make plan for the expected child to be born, that is also how you also make plan for us. We thank you very much. Lord, each one of us know that we have testimonies of different things, so many things we have done in our lives, in our families, Lord, at different times, in different junctions. Is it healing? Is it provision? Is it intervention? Is it protection? Is it deliverances? So many things, blessings that we cannot count. Lord, they are numerous. I want to thank you for everyone. We thank you, O God, for where we are at the moment, and we thank you, O God, for your plan and your provision for the future. Lord Jesus, we just leave ourselves in your hands, and you help us to follow you, O God, as we travel in this pilgrimage path journey. May we never lose our focus. Lord, may our mind be settled on you. Take away from us every distraction of the enemy. Lord, help us to depend on you because you are not a disappointment. Thank you, Eternal Father. All the requests that have been brought before you tonight, Lord, before we even write them, those that have written, and Lord, the one on the board, you knew every detail. And even those that we prayed over individually that are not even mentioned, you know every detail, O Father. And Lord, you have already answers that you have provided for every one of them. What is left for us is to have faith, Lord, to follow what your word has said. O Jehovah God, give us faith, Heavenly Father, because you said that whatsoever we desire when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them. You said, then shall we have them. That faith give to every one of us. Some of your children have raised requests that they've been backing on journeys. Lord, we have committed them into your hand. We pray you will see them through. Lord, also the program on Friday at Sunbot at the burial of the wife of your servant. Lord, some of your children that will be traveling both from here and other places, may you grant joy and mercies to each one. We ask for fair weather. We ask that you see your people through the program. May it be smooth, may it be a success, O God. While we commit your servant and the children and Lord, the other members of the family to your hand, that you hold them in times like this. Help them, O God, to look up only unto you and you alone, who, O God of heaven, can bring succor and comfort to their hearts. Lord, the vacuum your daughter has left, there is no other mortal that can fill it. We just invite you that you will take over the situation. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, when we dismiss, we go back to our homes. You brought us, take us back home safely. Lord, and see us through the rest of the week. Bless the tape service on Friday. Your servant that is going to be with us on Sunday, may you prepare him for the services. Prepare every one of us also. And Lord, make the service a glorious one, O God. May we be greatly blessed, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Lord, those who have traveled, O God, like your daughter, God, the wife of our pastor, we pray you continue to be with her also. Blessed be your wonderful name. Take all the glory and the honor. Replenish your servant that you have used for the service and later the on of his ministry. The servant that will be traveling, O God, to Enugu for both professional conference and the services. We pray you prepare for the journey and be with him also. May your name be glorified. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus, most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. Yeah, the pastor's wife, when we spoke yesterday, she sent her greetings to everyone. And also, Sister Ekuogo. I don't know as many as know her, but that's the mother-in-law of Sister Bumima David. Sister Ekuogo. She's the fellowship at Ife. And she called today and sent greetings to everyone. God bless you. Shall we rise? 8:76. Jesus, hold my hand as I travel through this pilgrim land. As I travel through this pilgrim land,